cleared for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
This test today, it's important.
I got it. I'm going to make you look good up there. Don't worry, okay? Now let's get these pants off and fly some planes.
I'm learning to fly around the clouds.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. And now we're joined once again by Captain Austin here at Sun and Fun 2026 in Lakeland, Florida. Having a good time, right, Dennis?
Oh, we're having a great time here.
And we're catching up with our friends that we see every time we go to a big event. Of course, one of those is Lightspeed. We got Eric and Sarah with us. How you guys doing?
It's been a really good show. Doing great.
Yeah, what about you, Eric? What do you think?
Having a great time. It's so good to be back on the show with you guys here.
Well, it's always a pleasure to catch up with friends and check in with the headsets that we use here at Just Plane Radio. They are quite impressive. When we were at Air Venture, you rolled out the Zulu 4, right? And it's making its debut here at Sun and Fun. Is that right, Eric?
It is. This is its first time in Florida. So, you know, we're introducing it to people who can make it to Sun and Fun who can't make it to Air Venture.
That's right. Touch it, feel it, buy it.
Put it on, try it out, feel the comfort, hear the quiet, and then just buy multiples.
Exactly. That's how it works. And Sarah, so you guys are here. You're dealing with a lot of folks that own them, like some of our crew. Austin has a – which one do you have?
I've got the Delta Zulu.
The Delta Zulu. So he's actually going to – like you're taking in customers and filming things for your Lightspeed social media channels. Is that what you're doing, little testimonial things?
Yeah, getting some friends and fans of Lightspeed. And it's just good to hear people's stories, too, and why they love Lightspeed. So.
Yeah, why they fly, that kind of stuff. Just lifestyle stuff. It's a good way to connect with the customer base, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's fun to hear all the different stories. You know, people come from all different backgrounds, all different types of pilots, all different careers. And so that's kind of fun just to hear about where people are coming from. I think that's why you come to these shows.
You have a nice little social interaction. Then you hear from people like Dennis say, hey, Eric, can you put a little extra button here or do this? And then it gives you ideas for the next rollout of a software update on the, you know, the Delta Zulu or something, Eric. Is that right?
Dennis always has great ideas for us, and we always take them to heart.
Complaints. It depends on how he says it, right?
Ideas.
Yes, exactly. Right.
I'm not going to complain about my Lightspeed. It's actually the best and most comfortable headsets I've owned. And believe me, I've owned, I think, every model of Lightspeed headset except the PFX, because it had already been replaced by the time I bought my first headset. I have a fleet of them, and I love them, and I'm very happy to share them with other people so that they can appreciate what I, you know, like about them. And, you know, just got the Delta 4, or sorry, Zulu 4 recently, and it fixed some of my annoyances with the fact that the mic arm was a little bit short, and now this is coming much better position on your lips to cancel noise even better. The fit, I always liked the Zulu 3, and I couldn't believe the 4 was even more comfortable. It's almost invisible now when I wear it, so very happy.
Yeah, and that's what you do. You listen to the folks. They come by and say, hey, man, I love your headset, but boy, if it had this, and that's what you do at these events, right?
Exactly, and that's why we redesigned the ear seals for the Zulu 4, and that's what you're probably noticing, Dennis. They're frame-fit ear seals with dual-density foam, so they fit even better with thick stems on your glasses or your caps or your hats while you're flying. You know, everybody wants a comfortable headset, and now we can prove that we have a comfortable headset because of those frame fit ear seals on the Zulu 4.
Absolutely. In Austin, you have yours, and you're doing a Learjet thing. So you take that from that to Dad's Mooney all the time, flip back and forth when you want, or what? Or just borrow his?
It depends. I usually end up just using whatever light speeds are in the plane, but I'll use my Delta Zulu if I have it with me. And it just works jet, piston. It's comfortable, quiet. I love it.
Yeah, goes with you. What's the number one comment you get from customers that come in, Sarah? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah.
But what do you think? Is there one particular thing that they come at you with and say, hey, could you do this? Or where are these?
Yeah, I was going to say, the Zulu 4 really was because of a lot of customer requests. So that was an answer to a lot of those questions and asked, like the dual Bluetooth and the black headset. You know, a lot of these things, people are very excited about the black headset. So, but I think the comfort,
just because it's more stealthy and cool and that kind of thing?
A lot of the stealth and the cool.
You know, I'm like that. It's good to look good, whether you fly good or not fly at all, which is usually my case, unfortunately.
So it's very cool. People love the black, but I think there's a lot of good feedback there. But it's really the comfort. I think a lot of people who have feedback about their light speed is really about the comfort. But I think people have requests all the time, and I think we take those to heart. And when they rise to the top, that's what ends up causing us to create a new headset, such as the Zulu 4. So we definitely listen to customer feedback. And that's how new products are created. So
there you go. And Lightspeed's always at the big events like AirVenture, Sun and Fun. Are there other events that you guys go to, even out of the country, Eric, or what?
Absolutely. In fact, we head out in a couple of days to go to Aero Friedrichshafen in Germany. So that's right next week. But some other events that you'll find us is like Verticon. So we are in the helicopter world as well. You know, we do. In fact, Sarah runs all of our events, so you could probably talk more to that than I can.
Yeah, what's the difference when you go to something like Lakeland, Florida, and then you head over to Germany? Do you notice any difference other than they talk funny?
Well, and I'm not going to the Germany show, but I have gone to some of the other shows you go to. A lot of the, more of the conference style shows where they're smaller or they're, just niche groups. You know, it's a very different environment. Obviously, Sun and Fun and AirVenture are its own, their own animals as far as experience.
We are a unique bunch aren't we?
Exactly. But it's
we have that common bond of aviation.
Yeah.
So that's why I think there's probably more that connects us than separates us, even when you go to a place like, the show in Germany or some of these other events, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, and it's always a reunion. You know, I think that's the neat thing is kind of seeing how people gather with friends and just celebrate at these events, especially Sun and Fun and AirVenture. But all these other smaller shows are really great to just learn a lot, especially from just from us from a product development standpoint, too. Even coming out and just connecting with potential partners as we're evolving and learning and growing, I think that's a good place for us to really make those new connections, too. So.
Well, there you go. And in smaller events, you have probably more FaceTime with folks as well, right? I mean, this Sun and Fun, they're expecting about 250,000 people over this event. It can get a little overwhelming at times. We're here still on day just two, very early, and it's already starting to fill up, and it's going to be pretty jam-packed all week for the rest of the week. But you still have enough quality time at an event like this, right?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of great meetings planned, a lot of events going on, so it'll be exciting. I think we have some fun meet and greets with people here. Cooper the pilot, Aaron Fitzgerald, Official Fly Media, Jolie Lucas, Kyle Fowler is going to be here. So really, some really good friends and connections here to come visit Lightspeed. So we're really excited.
Yeah, and they even tolerate Just Plane Radio, Dennis. How about that?
Well, I hope they do. We're big fans of theirs.
Yeah, well, we are, absolutely. And they tolerate us. But Eric, what's in for the future? Anything you can tell us without having to kill us first or what?
Absolutely not.
I figured not. Okay. But there's always something in the pipeline, I know, with you guys.
There's always something. There's always customer feedback, so we're always working and developing on new things. And I tell you guys this almost every time we talk. But, like we were talking earlier before we started recording, that, with the benefit of something like the Lightspeed Delta Zulu, with its digital platform, as new options and features and things come about, we can just push those through over the firmware updates. And, so the product, like a Lightspeed Delta Zulu, can have new features without you having to buy a new headset. So that's a benefit that we have for right now. So, look at the Delta Zulus now.
Yeah, well, Captain Mostyn, I know for a fact he wanted one little item in the next software update was how to find him a woman. Is that right?
Putting me on the spot here.
Yeah, I just speak the truth. I don't know if that's something you can do, but
Well, I mean, when the headsets look that good, who wouldn't?
Yeah, right? Well, exactly. Yeah, maybe it's the special black.
Yeah,
there you go, Austin.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, the USOB. Beautiful as well. People love that copper. So.
That's right. They love. Whatever. I better let that one go. Austin's giving me the stink eye right now.
They know you're a pilot. It just makes you instantly 50% more attractive.
Yeah.
50 times zero is still zero.
We got to work on his confidence. LightspeedAviation.com, that's the website to go to find out everything and then some when it comes to the headset you need when you're flying your airplane. More coming up from Sun and Fun, Lakeland, Florida, next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.